This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The live Saturday edition as we kick off hour number one. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com, where everything is free. You know, I'm sort of going back on what I said last night, Mark. I was shifting how I sell our website, mm-hmm. because freetalklive.com, when you go there, there's no clear membership area. Like all the other talk show websites, that they're pushing it right there on the front page. Mm-hmm. Join the membership area, get access to the archives, etc. But we don't have that on freetalklive.com. And what I was concerned with...
That's because everything is free on freetalklive.com.
Well, my concern was I had an email come in from a listener who had suggested that he... I guess he'd turned the show on, turned one of his friends on to the show, and she came back and said that I was like a car salesman because I said everything's free on freetalklive.com, but if you join the Amplifier program, then you get access to classic archives and a couple of other perks. However, now that I've just sort of been turning it over in my head for a little while, I'm thinking, well, now, the stuff that you get as an amplifier to Free Talk Live isn't readily accessible.
It's not through, on the website.
Through any portion of the website. You have to be granted special, like, I have to flip a few switches, basically, for your personality or for your BBS profile, mm-hmm. in order to give you access to what otherwise you would not know is there. So I feel like I'm okay by claiming that everything is free at freetalklive.com.
Fine.
I've kind of shifted back.
Okay.
I want to know if you think I'm being a slimeball salesman, a used car salesman, as I was accused of being. I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231 over this. But otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, everything at freetalklive.com is free.
Oh, everybody's a critic. What should you expect us to do it for? Free?
Well, the only thing that really motivated me was the guy that emailed said he'd join AMP if I changed it. So, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. So now I'm changing it back. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. We're going to actually a guest to start things out with tonight here. It is Michael Badnarik. He is the candidate for, I guess you're candidate for House of Representatives this time around, Michael. Michael Badnarik from Texas. Hello, District 10 in Texas.
Yeah, it stretches from Travis County, where Austin is, along Highway 290 all the way to Harris County, which is the county where Houston is located.
Now, the last time we had you on the show was actually about 2 years ago at this point. You were running for president at that time as the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate, so it's good to have you back, Michael.
Thank you.
Now here you are in a new race, and I got to say that we don't have Libertarian... candidates on this show because this isn't a candidates forum. I bring people on this show, candidates, when they've actually done something worth talking about. Because, I mean, it's good that there's a lot of libertarians running, but if we brought them all on the show, then all it would be Candidates Corner. So the reason why I have you on the show tonight is because you've done something a little bit unusual. You've actually created a contract, some sort of an agreement between you and the voters in your district. Am I understanding that correctly?
That is absolutely correct.
What motivated this first, and then tell me a little bit more about the contract?
As I was campaigning, people would look at my flyer and they'd say, Mike, you know, you sound like a really nice guy, but how do we know that you're not going to go to Washington and be just as corrupt as all the other guys?
That's a fair question.
And it is a fair question. Unfortunately, I was kind of at a loss. I can't promise something in the future. Now, I was
You can promise it, you just can't deliver it.
But I understand that people won't believe it because politicians are below used car salesmen on the scale of believability.
Well below.
And so I was looking for some way that I could give the voters as close to a guarantee as possible. And many of your listeners may remember the contract with America that the Republicans brought forth.
They didn't keep that.
They didn't keep it. And the reason that they didn't keep it is that there wasn't anybody individually liable. You know, the Republican Party is this kind of, well, it's kind of these guys over here. Well, it's not me. And nobody was actually held liable.
They just said they had a contract.
They said they had a contract, but there wasn't any way that you could enforce it. This is a legally enforceable contract. It's not with anybody else. It is with Michael Badnarik and the voters of District 10. And the only thing the voters have to do to activate this contract is to elect me to the House of Representatives in District 10. That automatically activates the contract, and I have a list of action items. And this has been researched for many years, and there are a lot of legal things. Interestingly enough, I cannot promise to vote for something. If I promise to vote for something, that's called vote buying.
Okay.
So what I do is I say I will endeavor to introduce, and if the opportunity arises, I will co-sponsor, you know, a Read the Bill Act, which will require that adequate time be allowed for legislators to read each bill in its final form before it may be put to a vote.
Man, that would be great. Can you imagine the politicians reading the legislation they expect me to follow? Because
absolutely.
They don't. How could they? I mean, the Patriot Act was 700-something pages long, and they had 36 hours to pass it through?
Well, they voted on it before it was even printed.
God.
I consider that gross negligence at very least.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
I'd call it criminal negligence. Let's just toss them in jail.
Hey, this is the idea that I'm leading towards. I am not running a congressional race against one incumbent. I am running a referendum on Congress. Congress has an approval rating of about 20%, which is the same as saying that they have a disapproval rating of 80%.
Yep.
4 out of 5 people want someone new in Congress. Well, I am that someone new.
Yeah, that would be excellent,
you know?
Especially considering that I was actually a little bit disappointed. You mentioned the Read the Bills Act. And as you well know, DownsizedDC.org is behind the Read the Bills Act. We
sure.
have Jim Babka on the show all the time. And when he was, I guess, shopping that around to the different Congress critters, nobody picked up on it. Not even Ron Paul, who I believe is very in somewhat close proximity to you there in Texas.
Yes, he is. His district is adjacent to mine.
I was shocked that not even he would pick up this Read the Bills Act. So you're actually saying in your contract that this is something, a ball that you want to run with.
Absolutely.
That's
and
great.
I want to make it very, very clear. I have a list of criteria, things that I'm planning to do if I'm elected. And after I've been in office a year, if any of the people who voted in District 10, whether they voted for me or not, because it's a secret ballot, they can file a grievance. They can say, you know, Badnarik didn't, you know, come up and live up to his... our expectations. He's got it written here. And what I'm doing, if they file a grievance, we take it to an arbitration board, and I become legally ineligible to run for any office. I can't even become a dog catcher in 2008.
Your term is over, you will no longer be able to run if the arbitration board decides that this person's
That's
complaint
right.
has weight.
Wow.
So
now, has any politician ever done this before?
Well, there have been some people who have done this, but it hasn't really kind of taken legs, and I don't know if it has been anybody at the federal level. But the Constitution is literally a contract between members of Congress and the people. State constitutions are a contract. Basically, it's a political trust, and that's the reason that everybody who goes into office, they take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. Well, that doesn't mean that they go to the National Archive periodically to stand in front of the parchment, you know, make sure that nobody comes by with a magic marker and gets a smudge on it. They're not protecting the physical parchment, they're protecting the ideals. They are supposed to be protecting your life, your liberty, and your private property.
Now, technical question, Michael. You're a bit of a constitutional scholar. In fact, you wrote a book all about the Constitution.
That's correct.
And, Mike, a technical question, like, for instance, looking at the way Lysander Spooner approaches the Constitution, you've got a document that was, that can be signed by the people who wrote it and everything, but the other individuals that are supposed to be involved in the equation, the people, actually never did sign or agree to the Constitution. So, therefore, how can it really be considered a contract?
Well, that was in his no treason document, and I like Lysander Spooner because he makes me look like such a moderate.
All right, hang on. We're going to come back to you. Michael Badnarik, he's running for House of Representatives, and he's doing something pretty awesome. He's making up a contract, an agreement. We're going to come back and explore more of your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well, freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Live streaming included, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both on the house at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We go back to Michael Badnarik. He is a libertarian candidate for House of Representatives in Texas. Now, why are we having a House Rep from Texas candidate on the show? Well, it's because you're doing something a little bit unusual, Michael. You've actually created an agreement, a contract, if you will, between you and the voters in the District 10 of Texas that you live in, which is something that I've certainly never heard of being done. You say it has been done to some extent in the past.
That's correct.
But never, I guess, in the same way that you have. And we were just sort of getting off on a bit of a slight tangent about this idea behind, you know, is this really a contract? If indeed the voters aren't actually signing it with you, how can that be considered legally binding?
Because the voters will elect me to Congress. I have personally signed the contract. I did that on the steps of the Austin Capitol during a little press conference. And, you know, I have made it public knowledge, or, you know, printed it on my website. And so...
Which, by the way, is badnarik.org. That's B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K, badnarik.org.
Right. So the voters don't have to physically sign it. All they have to do is just go to the polls en masse and, you know, elect me. So...
And if they don't want to agree with the contract, then
they don't elect me, and the, you know, contract is basically null and void.
It makes sense.
So if they elect me, you know, the contract becomes active, and it's my very own term limiting. Everybody is concerned about what people do in Congress. Well, I have made myself very vulnerable. I've put my reputation, I've put my, you know, future in Congress on the line. I have said in writing, these are the things that I plan to do, basically to fight for your, actively, fight for your rights rather than voting for these big money lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in District 10 have a legal avenue if I, you know, don't fulfill their expectations.
Right.
And all they have to do is to file a grievance. They have to give me a year. I mean, I have to have some time, you know, in order to put all this into practice. But if I haven't done all this stuff within a year, they can file a grievance, which can then be arbitrated. And if the arbiters decide, you know, that the people are correct and that I haven't, you know, lived up to these expectations, then I become legally ineligible.
Now, point of information, who's the arbitrator? It's not your grandmother or anything.
No. It's all in the terms and conditions. The person who files the grievance would pick an arbitrator. I would pick an arbitrator, and the two arbitrators would then pick a third arbitrator.
Very market-based, Michael.
Very,
I like that.
Very market-based. You know, it's the same thing that you know, children do. You know, when they're trying to split a candy bar. You know, one person gets to cut the candy bar in half, and the other person gets to pick the largest half.
There you go.
Or whatever they think is the largest half.
Now, Michael, that I endorsed you for president 2 years ago.
I appreciate that.
I think that I think
we all endorsed Michael for president.
We did, yeah. But I'm going to ask him some hard questions now.
Okay.
You're a libertarian candidate?
I am a libertarian candidate.
Now, if you were elected to the House of Representatives, how many libertarian candidates will there be in the House?
Well, there would be me that we know of.
Okay. And
there is speculation, and it's only speculation. I can't, you know, claim to know what's in other people's minds, but there are several people in Congress who have a tendency to vote along libertarian lines. Certainly Ron Paul is a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
It is very likely that these people do not declare themselves as a libertarian for fear that they couldn't get elected as a libertarian.
Right.
As soon as I get elected as a libertarian, I change the course of American politics, because most people don't vote for libertarians, quote, because they don't want to waste their vote. You know, they don't think I can win. Well, people didn't think, you know, man could fly until Orville and Wilbur proved him wrong. You know,
so then you're running to win this time as well.
I am running to win.
So besides the contract, which I think is revolutionary, I think that that is,
I like that
itself,
word.
It could very well be the thing that does it for you. But what else do you have going for you? You're going to need, I mean,
well,
to have more than a snowman's chance in Honolulu, you've got to really have some stuff going for you to be elected to the House of Representatives.
The Democratic candidate has raised, and I don't see the FEC reports, but somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 maybe. My campaign has raised just a few thousand shy of 400,000.
So you've raised almost 10 times?
Almost 10 times as much as the Democratic candidate.
That's pretty significant. Now, what about the Republican?
The Republican has campaign debt left over from the 2004 election. So he has been required to pay off all that debt before he can spend money on the 2006 election.
But he's an incumbent.
So he's an incumbent.
Okay.
And he's very, very cocky. Basically, he purchased the election in 2004.
Mm.
His father-in-law is the president of Clear Channel Radio.
Really?
And so most of the money
spent
on his campaign was personal money. And there was no Democratic challenger. There was a Democratic write-in. But the Libertarian candidate spent $2,000 or $3,000 on the 2004 race. He got 15% of the vote district wide, got 25% of the vote in Travis County, where Austin is, and there are two precincts not far from our office headquarters where the Libertarian candidate actually won. A higher percentage of votes than the Republican.
So there's actually a shot here then, Michael.
There is actually a shot here. And we have been desperately trying to advertise that information. If you are tired of status quo, if you want to send Congress a message, a big message that says stop raising our taxes, stop passing unconstitutional laws, the best way you can send that message is to have me elected to Congress, and I will take that message to Washington.
So, essentially, if one is of libertarian mindset, you would be, even though you're representing the 10th District of Texas, you would still be representing them because there would be a libertarian finally in Congress. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Now, since I don't live in the 10th District of Texas, and I probably couldn't get registered there, and I couldn't move there and get registered in the next few weeks, how can you help? How can I make that happen?
All your friends. We can take money from all over the 50 states. Ron Paul has contributors from all 50 states. I now have contributors in all 50 states. This is not, when we were fighting the American Revolution, we got money from France and Spain. They weren't even the same country.
Yeah.
But they were supporting a cause.
There's contact information at badnarik.org. Mike, I want to hang on to you if I can.
You can.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. You got a question for Michael Badnarik, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004, now running for Congress in the state of Texas. He's also a Free State Project member. We're going to touch on that when we come back. Your calls as well. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. Over 130,000 posts. Over 1,200 people interacting. Lots to talk about. There's serious issues being discussed as well as fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com as we return to Michael Badnarik. He is the Libertarian candidate. He was at one time the Libertarian presidential candidate in 2004, now the Libertarian candidate for Congress, National U.S. Congress, U.S. House of Representatives there in District 10 in Texas. Michael, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to answering questions from your listeners.
Well, indeed, the lines are certainly open there at 800-259-9231. Of course, you've pointed out the reason we even had you on the show in the first place, because there's all kinds of libertarian candidates running for office. The reason you were chosen to come on is because you've done something really unusual, and I think it's outstanding. You've created a contract with the voters of your district in that if you are elected to this office, you will abide by this contract, and anybody who's interested can go to badnarik.org and actually read the text of the contract involved here. If you violate the contract, you can actually be held to the terms of said contract. So very revolutionary stuff. There's also a couple other things I wanted to go over with you. You're planning to win this election, and from what it sounds like, you really do actually have a shot. You mentioned, I think, about $400,000 that you have raised so far.
That's correct. Yeah.
In the campaign. Of the $400,000, how much do you have left in order to really spend for like a media blitz or advertising campaign as in these final weeks here?
I don't really. I mean, I get an update every so often. I think we've got about $10,000. As money comes in, we immediately spend it. We've got three billboards in the district with my photo and the campaign website. I'm not a shy person, but I tell you, when you see your photograph 10 feet tall on a billboard, it's a little bit disconcerting.
Larger than life, for sure.
And there's no way to, back out of it once you've put your picture up in a billboard.
Now, what has the media response been there in Texas to you? Have they been ignoring you, or have you gotten coverage?
We have gotten some coverage. As interestingly enough, we were getting a little bit more coverage at the beginning. Now that I'm becoming more of a threat, it's my personal assessment that they're throttling back on the coverage. And that's hard to quantify. But we were recently invited to a candidate forum in the Houston area. The League of Women Voters has included me, and I'll be participating with anyone who shows up. Now, historically, so far this election, Ted Ankrum is the Democratic challenger. He's the only one who has shown up to any of the events. I've never met the Republican incumbent.
This incumbent really thinks he's got it in the bag, doesn't he?
That's correct. And we're counting on the fact that, you know, he's cocky and arrogant and thinks that he can walk away with it. And we're planning to show him otherwise.
I hope you give him a nice cold shower on Election Day.
I would like to make him unemployed. Let him go back and live on the family money. Go out and get a real job.
Don't you think he's bilked the public badly enough in 2 years? I mean, I would think that that he's managed to siphon off enough money there.
In the last 12 months, the incumbent has voted to spend $1.3 trillion of your tax dollars. And just to make it clear, that is $1.3 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
More than $4,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States.
And he's the Republican. I mean, we've got something coming up tonight.
He's a small government Republican.
Right, yes, so-called. Sure. We've got something coming up tonight, I think, from the Washington Post about these so-called small government Republicans. But what I wanted to also touch on, I mentioned before we went to the last break, was that you are also a member of the Free State Project. And the last time we had you on the show 2 years ago when you were running for president, I asked you about the Free State Project and what your plans were in regards to it, and I believe that your answer was at the time, "Well, I'm gonna give run for Congress here in Texas, and then probably head up there if I don't win." I'm wondering if that plan has changed or what your current status is with the Free State Project movement.
No, the plan has not changed. I haven't done anything. I have no personal life. I've dedicated 24/7 to this campaign. And
sounds like me in this show. I don't do anything either except this show.
You know,
he didn't have anything before the show, though.
Yeah. So I'm dedicating myself to this campaign so that I can honestly look back and say that, you know, there wasn't anything that I forgot to do.
Yeah.
You know, that I gave it everything I possibly can. And so, you know, hopefully I'm going to Washington, D.C. to represent not only District 10, but all Americans, to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the halls of Congress, which is an unusual place to have to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the place that it's under attack.
That is the place that it's under attack, and more people are coming to realize that. So I'm focusing. We've got the election coming up. I think it's about 31 days from today. And every ounce of energy, my entire focus is only on the election. And November 8th, I'll take a deep breath and see where I'm at that point in time.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we certainly look forward to whether it's after your first or second or however many terms in Congress you have there in Texas or after this election. We certainly look forward to having you here in the Free State. Mark and I made the trip earlier about a month and a half ago at this point from Florida, about 1,500 miles to come here to the Free State, and it is great so far. So either way, whichever way it works out for you, we're looking forward to seeing you in the future.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
One quick issue question. Because you're in Texas, this is one of the most misunderstood issues in American politics today, and I'm curious as to how a libertarian in Texas is handling the immigration issue.
Well, most people who talk about it talk about illegal immigration. And that phrase is an oxymoron. It's like talking about a round square. Immigration, by definition, is a legal process whereby people come to the United States, they learn the language, they learn about the Constitution, and they become American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pride ourselves on being the melting pot. My ancestors came from Central Europe, and they were so excited, so proud to be Americans. Well, if you want to come to the United States and become an American, I don't care what color you are, what religion you are, welcome. You are one of us. However, if you want to bring your country's flag and you want to try to turn my country into a third world socialist dictatorship, I frown on that, and I will send you back where you came from. This is the United States. We have a constitutional republic, and that's the way I intend to keep it. So, you know, open borders and closed borders are not only impossible, they're also undesirable. You know, I am not an isolationist. I don't want to, you know, put up a 20-foot wall because, one, it wouldn't work. Two, it would cost us more money than we have. You know, and it's just not very friendly.
I totally agree with that.
So what we need to do is to be rational. We need to have regulated borders. Now, I assume you have a front door on your house. Do you let everybody on the street just walk in, leave the door open, and find, you know, 20 or 30 people sitting in a living room, you know, eating bonbons and watching TV? No. Somebody knocks on the door, and you open the door, and then you analyze it. If it's a friend of yours, you welcome them in and treat them really well. And if it's the encyclopedia salesman, you thank them and send them on their way. So we need to be able to regulate our borders, and it's a difficult problem. It is also a very emotional problem.
Yeah, it is. And as somebody who supports open borders, at least I do, I'm a little bit curious about when you say regulate the borders. What exactly do you mean exactly?
I mean, we have checkpoints. If you want to come to the United States, you know, have a photo ID. Tell us why you're coming. I mean, every time I go to Canada, I have to show my passport, you know, and they wanted. I went to Canada as a technical trainer. I had a computer with me. I spent over an hour in the immigration process. Who am I? Who do I work for? Why am I coming here? Why am I having...
But is that really something that we want to emulate in the United States, the land of the free?
Well, I mean, again, I'm willing to let people in, but we can't just allow anybody in. I mean, if you are a known terrorist, we have a right to protect our citizens.
I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more about this. Michael, hang on. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Moments remain for you to ask Michael questions. So if you want to make that call, now would be the time to do it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift. You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Great way to help support the show, though, is to vote for Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing here on the show and spreading the message of freedom and liberty, and you want to hear it on more radio stations around the country, you want to get more people on their internet connections listening to the show, well, the best way to do it, or one of the best ways to do it, is to vote for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-per-month thing that we ask you to do. So if you've yet to do it in October, head over now. If you're in front of a computer, vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. The whole process takes you less than a minute. And it benefits us because it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And I believe we're still at number 2 right now, which that's not too shabby. It's number 2 out of over 24,000 podcasts. So we certainly do appreciate those of you who have voted so far. If you've yet to do it, head over now to vote.freetalklive.com. Michael Badnarik is the Libertarian candidate for District 10 in Texas, House of Representatives, U.S. House. And we've got him on the show here for the final segment of this hour. And, Michael, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were at one time the Libertarian presidential candidate. We had you on the show then. I've read your book. I believe it is it the title is Good to Be King. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And can people still order that book through your website?
Yes. Well, I have two. The badnarik.org is my campaign website.
Okay.
If they're interested in my book, my DVD, or my Constitution class, they can go to constitutionpreservation.org.
Got it. And by the way, I mean, you are essentially a constitutional scholar as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that even Mark and my knowledge combined on the Constitution could even come close to yours.
No, I don't think it scratches the surface.
But
I appreciate that, but I want to emphasize that anybody can become a constitutional scholar. It is not a complicated, you know, document. It usually comes in a small little pamphlet. You could read the entire thing in, you know, 15, 20 minutes. The important thing for people to know, in the preamble it says, we the people ordain and establish the Constitution. We invented Congress when we ratified the Constitution. Therefore, Congress works for us, not the other way around.
Yeah.
We are the source of all political power in the United States. And while we may complain about the problems in Washington, we the people are ultimately the solution to that problem.
Yeah, they say the people get the government that they deserve. It's all our responsibility to step up to the plate and ensure these people are not out of control as they currently are today.
That's correct.
So electing you would go a long way towards fixing the problem.
Absolutely.
Now, you and I are probably going to agree on 99% of the issues, but of course I wanted to talk about the 1% where we didn't agree. So
that's okay.
We continue talking about this immigration thing, and I'm a little bit perturbed that as a libertarian, as somebody who I presume agrees that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political goals.
That's correct.
I don't understand how border security can possibly jibe with that particular agreement that you and I have both signed, Michael.
Do you believe in theft?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. If somebody comes into your apartment and takes $100 for their own uses, that's theft. If the government takes that $100 from your apartment and gives it to somebody else, that's government-sponsored theft.
Okay.
And I am opposed to the whole welfare system where
as
the government takes taxes and they give it to someone else. Now, in respect to the immigration thing, we have the claim is that these immigrant workers will do jobs that Americans don't want, and that's not true. They will do jobs that Americans don't want at $4 or $5 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But
right,
the only,
wage they won't.
The only reason these illegal immigrants can do those jobs for such low wages is because we give them free housing, we give them free health care, we send their children to school, and you and I and all the other taxpayers in the United States are paying for that.
Well, that may be that may certainly be a factor, and you're certainly not going to have any disagreement here on Free Talk Live that we need to end welfare. How about this then, Michael? If welfare is completely ended, which I know, total fantasy land now. Woo! Okay, we're in the fantasy land. So if welfare is completely ended, and everything is done on a voluntary basis as far as helping individuals, which is the way help should be doled out, is voluntarily, then in that case, do you still support the Border Patrol and checkpoints and these things?
Well, they wouldn't be as necessary. One more additional step that I would require, and that would be to eliminate the 20,000 gun laws in the United States, which are unconstitutional. So as long as you and everybody else can actually protect their own lives and their own property, it's like, well, okay, now we've got a system where if somebody bad did come here,
you can defend yourself.
You'd be able to defend yourself.
All right, good. Now I'm feeling a lot better about this conversation so far, because it's what really perturbs me, Mike, and I'm sure you see it a lot down there in Texas. Again, we're from Florida, so we caught quite a bit of it as well. But what really disturbs me is seeing people that consider themselves small government people, small government conservatives, out there pounding the pulpit for bigger government along the borders. Essentially, what they're asking for is this war on immigration, and nothing could be a worse idea for this country. This concept of building a wall on the southern border and
I am not in favor of building a wall.
Right. I know. I've got that. I'm just sort of just spouting off at what really bugs me. These people that are supposed to be for small government are essentially advocating a police state. I mean, they're talking about building a barbed wire fence, huge wall in America. They're talking about increasing the amount of government agents on the border. If I'm going on a trip internationally, if I'm going to Mexico or Canada, when I'm coming back, I don't want to be treated like I'm a suspected terrorist. I want to feel like I'm re-entering the land of the free. But we've heard story after story, people coming in, even over the Canadian border, that are just shocked at how they are treated by their own countrymen, by these bureaucrats, these officious bureaucrats sitting in these border patrol stations. And now we've got internal checkpoints as well, which is just adding to the problem. It's really scary.
Yes. And again, as a libertarian, I don't want to get rid of the decision-making process. I want to move the decision-making process from Washington, D.C., back to your state capitals, or better yet, back to your individual living room.
That sounds good. Decentralized.
In any decision about your life, either you can make that decision or the government can make the decision for you. And as libertarians, we believe that you're smart enough to make your own decisions. Now,
and you're certainly not smart enough to make my decision for me.
Absolutely. I'm having enough trouble running my own life. I don't want to take time out to try to run yours. And that's where the problem arises. 98% of us want to just be left alone to live our own lives. We have no interest in running someone else's life. Unfortunately, there's a psychotic 2% of the population that thinks they're smarter than you, that know how to run your life, for you. They're just trying to help you out, and they're just going to do this in your own best interest.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. And those are the people who gravitate towards political office, because that gives them control. They can pass legislation. They can feel superior to you. In fact, that's what the whole Rhodes Scholarship is all about. people actually are trained, you know, to think that they are smarter and that they believe that they are being benevolent, that it's like their responsibility to take care of you. Well, I mean, I love my parents. They're both still alive, and we have a fantastic relationship. But, you know, my parents stopped making decisions for me when I was, I think about two. So realistically, I went to college when I was about 18, and except for coming home to, you know, use mom's washer and dryer to do the laundry, they don't make decisions for me.
Sure, and if they tried to, you'd resent them for it. But if they just make suggestions, then that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing. And they do. I mean, they have more experience than I do. They've lived longer than I have. And again, we have this really wonderful relationship. When I talk to college students, the first question I ask is, by show of hands, how many people want to live at home with mom and dad 5 years from now? Nobody raises their hand. I said, why would you want to leave a four-bedroom home with cable TV and a refrigerator full of food, move into a small studio apartment with a, you know, case of beer and leftover ice cubes in the freezer?
More freedom.
No, more freedom for liberty. Yeah. Mom, I love you, but, you know, I'm going to make my own decisions from now on.
Michael Badnarik, you once again have my endorsement for House of Representatives this year. I think you've done a fantastic job here tonight.
And you have my endorsement for, you know, that people send donations your way. I think that, you know, the only way you're going to beat these guys is money. Having your name in front of enough people in that district to make a difference. And it looks like you've got 10 times as much, but, man, libertarians really need something to get over that particular hump. A lot of people don't want to vote for libertarians, and they need to see your name. The incumbent is some guy who is nobody even knows about. He's only
That's
been
correct.
In there two years, so he's practically brand new.
Michael, best of luck with the election in the upcoming weeks, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the future. Have a great night and good weekend, sir.
Thank you so much. Live in liberty.
That's badnarik.org. We're coming back with hour number two of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Got a couple callers hanging on very patiently. Coming up, LSD could be good for alcoholism? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People